This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Over the past 40 years, thousands of black students from Milwaukee have attended majority white suburban schools through what could be called Wisconsin's first foray into school choice.
Known as Chapter 220, it was a voluntary program that bused students across district lines to promote racial integration. At its peak, about 6,000 minority students and 1,000 white students participated.
The Wisconsin legislature ended Chapter 220 4 years ago. In this installment of our Beats Me series, Emily Files explores the history and impact of the long-running school integration program.
Brookfield Central High School is mostly white. Less than 4% of students here are black. That puts 18-year-old Sincere Tatum in the minority.
It took a while for me to adjust to being pretty much most of the time I'm the only African-American kid in my class.
But Sincere tends to look for the upside in challenging situations.
I realize that there's a cultural difference, but now I have an opportunity to educate my classmates if needed.
Sincere is one of the last 682 Milwaukee students crossing school district boundaries through Chapter 220. Lawmakers closed the program to new participants 4 years ago, but students like Sincere were grandfathered in. School segregation is still prevalent in the Milwaukee metro area, despite the efforts of Chapter 220. And that prompted Sophie Poppenheim to send us this Beats Me question.
Regarding the Chapter 220 program, has it been positively impactful toward desegregation? What more should be done to desegregate schools?
Sophie was a student in Whitefish Bay in the late 90s. She remembers a group of students who were bused to and from school, the Chapter 220 kids.
When I think about the issue of segregation in Milwaukee, that's one of the first things that comes to mind because it was something that I was at least somewhat aware of when I was growing up that was supposed to be helping to fix that. And yet I had no idea of how impactful it had been.
Lawmakers created Chapter 220 in 1975, right before a federal judge found that the Milwaukee School District was intentionally segregating schools. Chapter 220 provided busing for black city students to attend suburban schools and suburban students to attend city specialty schools, like Milwaukee High School of the Arts. Those specialty schools were created to draw white students to Milwaukee. The white population in Milwaukee public schools was quickly falling from 60% in 1975 to 36% 10 years later. Here's attorney and former Milwaukee NAACP president James Hall.
It wasn't just by accident or happenstance or whatever that students were concentrated in the city of Milwaukee, African-American students.
As Milwaukee became a majority-minority district, MPS found itself on the other side of a legal battle. In 1984, MPS sued 24 suburban districts over their resistance to integration. Hall represented MPS in the lawsuit.
Essentially, each suburb, there had been actions by planning councils, zoning boards, racially restrictive covenants, and other types of actions that kept African Americans out.
One desegregation solution proposed was redistricting, that is, drawing new boundaries to pair suburbs with pieces of the city, creating new school districts. But the suburbs said no.
There was great resistance to that idea.
So, a compromise. The lawsuit resulted in a settlement that expanded the Chapter 220 program from 12 suburbs to 23, opening more seats for students of color to attend well-resourced schools in white neighborhoods. Tamika Vukovic was one of the early Chapter 220 students. She went to school in Shorewood.
There was this kind of thought process that those schools were better for you, that if we could get to the schools that were predominantly white, my kid would have a better education.
Now Vukovic lives in the suburbs herself. In fact, she's the first black school board member in Glendale River Hills. It's one of the few suburban districts that is integrated today.
Hello, hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
We're doing an interview.
Hi, how are you guys?
Vukovic walked with me around Glen Hills Middle School. We run into Mike Birmingham, who used to be the only African-American teacher at the school.
He said 15 years he was the only one. Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying, we're changing, yes. We're evolving.
Glendale is a K-8 district that feeds into Nicolet High School. Out of the 23 suburban districts that were part of Chapter 220, 11 now have 30% or more non-white students. Glendale is one of them. Vukovic has a mostly positive view of her education participating in Chapter 220. She says it didn't make sense to her when she found out a few years ago the Wisconsin legislature was ending the program.
Why? This was helping kids of color.
By that time in 2015, Chapter 220 was competing against other school choice programs, none of which have racial integration goals. Milwaukee's private school voucher program was growing in popularity. And then there's open enrollment. Here's attorney James Hall.
Open enrollment was really the dagger that undercut 220.
Open enrollment, created in 1998, allows students to transfer to districts where they don't live. Unlike Chapter 220, it has no racial component, and it's less accessible to poor families because it does not provide busing. The majority of students using open enrollment are white. Though there were some vocal advocates fighting for Chapter 220 throughout its run, Black leaders in Milwaukee were not unanimous in their support. Howard Fuller was skeptical from the beginning. He's a leading school choice advocate and director of the Institute for the Transformation of Learning at Marquette University.
I just felt like the programs that were promoting integration were not going to make a significant difference for large numbers of Black children.
Fuller points out that Chapter 220 and the creation of magnet schools were chosen as integration tools because they were easiest for white people to accept.
So even though in theory this was all supposed to be about how are we going to make sure that, you know, Black children, you know, get a quality education, if you go back and look at it, there were significant compromises made right from the beginning in order to accommodate the interests of white people.
Attorney James Hall says 220 was a compromise, but he thinks despite its limitations, it was worth keeping.
When you boil it down to the essence, this was the only program in the state with the purpose of bringing together whites and students of color.
The Chapter 220 program fostered some integration in certain suburban schools, but it didn't change the racial balance in Milwaukee. Today, only 11% of MPS students are white. Meanwhile, Milwaukee's Black students are more likely than not to attend schools, whether public or private, where the vast majority of students are the same race. Research shows Milwaukee schools are just as segregated today as they were in the 1960s. UW-Madison professor Walter Stern studies school segregation.
Many places have sort of lost hope in desegregation because the resistance to desegregation was so great, and so you see much more emphasis, you know, essentially living with segregated schools and segregated communities and trying to promote equity within those settings.
Sincere Tatum, the Chapter 220 student in Brookfield, has spent his entire K-12 career waking up before 6 a.m. to catch the bus to suburban schools. This is his reaction to the Chapter 220 program ending.
It's just a sad thing because students tend to educate other students on how they've grown up, how their home life has been, like what their culture is. And when most of your class is the exact same as you and there's very little differentiation, you can become kind of ignorant.
Sincere is graduating this year. He wants to go to college to become an athletic trainer. Eventually, the 700 or so Chapter 220 kids still in school will graduate, and Wisconsin's only inter-district integration program will be a thing of the past. School segregation, on the other hand, will not be.
That story came to us through the Beats Me series, where WUWM beat reporters answer listener questions on education, innovation, race and ethnicity, and the environment. You can submit your questions at wuwm.com/beatsme.